This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda secures vote of confidence for the fourth time from the parliament amidst protest from the main opposition Nepali Congress. Task force meeting today to finalize work plan regarding cooperative scam investigation. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounces bid to arrest him over Gaza war. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has secured a vote of confidence from the lower house of the federal parliament. This is the fourth time the Prime Minister sought a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives since he assumed office in December 2022. In the second meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, the Prime Minister presented the proposal seeking a vote of confidence amidst the protest and slogans from the major opposition, the Nepali Congress. The proposal put forth by Speaker Devaraj Ghimire before the meeting for a decision received 157 votes in favour and none against the proposal, while one lawmaker chose to remain neutral. According to Speaker Ghimire, a total of 158 lawmakers took part in the vote of confidence procedures. The CPN-UML, the CPN Maoist Centre, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, the CPN Unified Socialist and newly formed Janata Samajwadi Party, the Janamat Party and a few independent lawmakers granted the vote of confidence to the Prime Minister. Seeking a vote of confidence, Prime Minister Dahal said that the main opposition Nepali Congress has demonstrated unparliamentary behaviour by not creating a comfortable environment for the Prime Minister to take a vote of confidence as per the Constitution. The Prime Minister further claimed that the latest works of the government had instilled hope in the people and the rule of law was being established. The head of the government sought Parliament's intervention in unravelling the policy-related complications for achieving economic progress and employment. Prime Minister Dahal also thanked the CPN-UML and other parties and parliamentarians who supported him in the vote of confidence motion. Meanwhile, the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has reiterated its demand for forming a parliamentary committee to carry out a fair and independent investigation into the alleged role of Home Minister Rabi Lamichhane in the misappropriation of the cooperative's funds. Talking to media persons of the meeting of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party held yesterday, Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak said the party's bottom line was the formation of an independent, impartial committee for conducting an investigation into the misappropriation of the cooperative funds and recommending stern action against those involved. Likewise, the meeting of the task force formed to finalize the term of reference TOR and work plan for the parliamentary committee formed to investigate cooperative fraud has been scheduled to meet at the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs at 9 a.m. today. The parliamentary committee to investigate the fraud seen in the cooperative sector has been the demand of the main opposition parties, including the main opposition Nepali Congress. The Department of Archaeology has said that the reconstruction of 770 heritage sites damaged by the 2015 earthquake has been completed. A total of 920 heritage sites were damaged in the 14 highly affected and 18 affected districts. Spokesperson of the department, Ram Bahadur Kumar, said another 70 sites are still being reconstructed while the work of 80 sites is yet to begin. The reconstruction of 80 sites could not be started due to a lack of sufficient budget, lack of technical human resources and construction materials. The department targets to complete the reconstruction of 920 heritage sites in 32 districts by the year 2082-83. So far, the government has spent 6 billion rupees for the reconstruction of heritage sites and another 3 billion rupees will be required to complete the remaining reconstruction works. Two people were killed and 21 others injured in a bus accident in Surkhet yesterday. The deceased has been identified as 65-year-old Sher Bahadur Kharka from Dullu Municipality 10 in Dailek District and Bhimsen Rana of Dhungeswar Rural Municipality in Dailek District. The district police office Surkhet said the bus heading to Surkhet from Dailek fell off the road and got stuck in a tree near Kutu Katkua of Birendranagar Municipality 7. Among the injured, one is said to be in critical condition, while others are out of danger. Nepal has suffered a trade deficit worth 1,177 billion rupees during the 10 months of the current fiscal year. According to the Department of Customs, goods worth 1,303 billion rupees were imported, while the export was limited to just 126 billion rupees. Furthermore, imports have decreased by 2.39% and exports by 3.61% during the same period. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has angrily condemned the International Criminal Court's prosecutor for seeking arrest warrants for him alongside Hamas's leader over alleged war crimes in the Gaza conflict. Mr. Netanyahu said he rejected with disgust that democratic Israel had been compared with that what he called mass murderers. The chief ICC prosecutor Karim Khan said there were reasonable grounds to believe that Mr. Netanyahu and his defense minister Yoav Gallant bore criminal responsibility for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. The ICC is also seeking a warrant for Hamas's leader in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, for war crimes. The accusations against the Israeli and Hamas leaders stem from the events of October 7, when waves of Hamas gunmen attacked Israel, killing about 1,200 people and taking 252 others back to Gaza as hostages. The attack triggered the current war in which, according to Hamas-run health ministry, at least 35,500 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has announced 5 days of mourning following the death of country's President Ibrahim Raisi. Mr. Raisi was killed in a helicopter crash in a mountainous area of northwestern Iran along with Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian. State media confirmed they were killed after the helicopter they were traveling in came down on Sunday. 63-year-old Raisi had been tipped as a potential successor to the Supreme Leader. A number of countries have expressed their condolences following the president's death. The government of Nepal has also expressed sorrow over the passing of the Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs posted a condolence message on the social media platform expressing sorrow over the demise. The ministry also extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family and the government and the people of Iran. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of local and westerly wind and low pressure system formed in the vicinity of Bihar, India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gust wind are likely to occur in some places of Kosi and Lumbini province and hilly regions of the rest of the province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places in high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 16.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 27.2 degrees Celsius with 4.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda secures vote of confidence for the fourth time from the parliament amidst protest from the main opposition Nepali Congress. Task force meeting today to finalize work plan regarding cooperative scam investigation. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounces bid to arrest him over Gaza war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.